In a growing number of Northwest prisons, inmates are rearing endangered plants, butterflies, turtles, and frogs for release in the wild. Correspondent Tom Bonzi explains what's going on.
It started just over a decade ago at a minimum security prison near Olympia. Now, inmates at 4 Washington prisons and 3 in Oregon are raising dozens of different types of plants, insects, and animals to use in restoration, many of them rare or endangered. Tom Kay directs the Institute for Applied Ecology, one of the partners in the Oregon Sustainability in Prisons project. Kay says the advantages of working in prisons outweigh the security complications.
The inmates are capable of giving more attention to these organisms than anybody else because they have more time to commit to it, and they can really nurture and take care of these animals. And the same thing is true for these plants.
Participating inmates are paid a nominal rate for their labor. Federal and foundation grants cover most of the program costs. I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia.